Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein once again doing a weekly podcast from my home in Eldersburg. I'm looking forward to one of these days getting back into the office building in Westminster. But for now, I believe it's safest and obviously convenient from doing it at home. Wishing first and foremost that you and your families and friends are staying safe and healthy during these challenging times. I am going to give the safety message to continue to keep social distanced and wearing the face mask at all times, especially when we cannot keep ourselves 6 feet apart. These are the guidelines that have been provided to us, and I do believe we're going to get through this together, especially if we adhere to these guidelines. What I want to do for the next few minutes is introduce a very special guest of mine to talk about some of the things that he's going through over the last few months, and then how he sees the future, while we're going through this. This special guest happens to be my son, Sam. Sam is a 21-year-old who graduated from Century High School in 2017. As I'm looking at him, and goes to Muhlenberg College up in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and has been playing football up there in Allentown, along with wrestling, and also throws in track and field, the shot put and hammer. So we're going to talk with Sam pretty much when he came back home in March, in the beginning of this, and then what he's been doing pretty much ever since. So good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Dad.
So, I guess the first thing is, as you were going to one of your clubs in March, and you found out the news about Muhlenberg shutting down, how'd that hit you?
So I was in my student union in the light lounge of my school with a group of friends of mine who we hang out every night, every single night, all semester long, the entire year basically. And one friend that was sitting a bit away from us came running up and told us, "Hey, did you see the email?" "What email?" "We're leaving school." And this has been something that a couple other schools had already made the decision for, and I knew some people had already been heading home. We had just gone back from spring break the week before. We had 1 week of school, and it was a Tuesday night. And everyone checks their emails. Instant reaction was one of my best friends, who she was a senior last year on the track team, fell down crying because she realized that was the end of her athletic career for good. And I was walking, like my dad said, to a club. And walking by, I saw all different ages, from freshmen to seniors, even a few employees at the college. Just all their different reactions, a lot of tears, a lot of hugs, because most people realized they weren't going to be seeing each other again for quite a while. I tried to keep somewhat of a positive attitude. The email originally said we would be coming back in the middle of April. We were leaving in the middle of March. So I told my friends, "I'll see you guys in a month." And unfortunately, that was not the case. I've been back home ever since March 13th. It was a very big change. We had a week off, or a few days off, and then went into online learning, which, again, was, as a lot of other college-age students and probably some high school and younger can recognize, it is a huge difference from taking classes online, or taking classes in person.
And what I want to do is go into this conversation on the effects that it's had with you in school, academically, with sports, and then socially. Let's start with sports and the sports activity that was happening then. It was the wrestling nationals, and a few of your buddies were actually made it to nationals, 3 guys, and then also during your track season. So what were the effects that was happening at nationals?
Yeah, so 3 of my teammates made it to nationals. 2 of them were seniors. 1 was a sophomore. And it was the day that NCAA decided to cancel the D3 National Championship for wrestling. it was the first day of the tournament. They had already warmed up. Everyone was in their singlets. They had weighed in. They had their warm-ups on, getting ready for the first couple matches to start. And the email comes out, or the call. I'm not exactly sure how it was. I wasn't there. But up in Cedar Rapids, apparently it was a really very tough moment, especially for the coaches to have to go to their athletes and say, hey, your career's over. Congrats on making it this far. There was, from the NWCA, which is one of the organizations for collegiate wrestling, they made an All-American list, kind of anticipating what it would have been like had the tournament happened. And all three of our wrestlers were on that list, but all three of them, I think, can safely say they would have much rather had earned it from wrestling in that tournament. And then back at Muhlenberg, I was getting ready for my spring season of track, my outdoor track season. Me and one of the freshmen on the team were practicing shot put. We had the best practice of our life, breaking what would have been a school record had it been an actual competition. And the next day, or that under the next hour, I find out that our season is canceled. And so that kind of took a big blow.
From the wrestling, how many of those three made it to nationals beforehand?
This was the first time anyone had made it to nationals since, I believe, 2009. And anyone had made more than one person go to nationals in 1 year since before that.
So then, we're going to fast forward. You're getting ready for football. You're working out. Now, for those that cannot see Sam, he is 6'4", 6'5", about 260 pounds, and has grown over the last couple of years, keeping himself mentally and physically fit for football. Last year, I think it was their best season they've had, making it to the national semifinals. This year, they have a couple preseason All-Americans, and they're getting ready to put on the pads again in the fall and have a season. So what happened? And again, this is not to shed a light on just how bad things are, but also recognize these are some challenging times and how do you pick yourself back up? So go ahead.
Yeah, so I believe it was 2 weeks ago at this point, 2 weeks as of Thursday, that I had a meeting with my football team. And at that point, we kind of knew what was about to happen. We weren't told just yet, but once the meeting happened, my head coach gave it to us straight and said we were not going to have a fall season. There would have been a chance to have possibly a spring season. We're still not sure about that. And there would have been a chance to have practices in the fall, small, distant practices. However, at this point, my campus has also closed down for upperclassmen, so that is also out of the picture. But yeah, it really came as a big hit, especially because this whole summer I've been trying to keep a positive mindset, continuing my workouts, continuing keeping in communication with the other offensive linemen on my team. Myself and one of my best friends at school are the two returning starters for the offensive line, and we were ready to help lead and teach the younger guys moving forward. And at this point, it seems like we won't have as much of a chance to, and it's definitely a very large shift in mentality, but it's really important for me to keep working out, keep doing what I'm doing, and understand whether I have that chance to play in the spring or not. I know I had the best years of my life playing for Muhlenberg, and I still have all my friends, I still have all my memories, and so it's not the end of the world that I can't put on the pads again.
And then academically, school?
Yeah, school, like I said, we took a couple of days off, and then got through the rest of the semester. It was much different to get adjusted to. And also similar to football, a few weeks ago, my college decided to tell us via email that we will not be returning to campus. That, I think, was probably one of the hardest hits, because being a resident in Maryland but going to school 3 hours up north, a lot of my friends live in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut even. I have very few friends from school in Maryland, and so I know I will not be able to see them as often, because we're all trying to maintain safety for not only ourselves, but also our families. I'm thankful to be able to see my grandparents every once in a while, and I would hate to risk their health just so that way I can see my friends when I could see them whenever this blows over down the road. I've already made communications with my professors. We're working out getting classes started. I start online classes on August 24th, and I think one of the best things that my college has done is let us know the professors have been doing all they can to prepare for online semester, whether before they even knew that it was going to be online. They've been taking classes, they've been preparing, they've been getting new technology, and I'm sure the teachers and professors in Carroll County have also been doing the same. I know for a fact they've been going through training just in case this might have to happen, and I think it's going to be a lot different this coming semester than it was a few months ago. Everyone is a lot more prepared to deal with what's about to happen.
You know, time flies when we're having these type of conversations, and our time is almost up. And Sam, so if just in the next few seconds, I guess, 30 seconds, if you can share, what would you tell friends and other folks here in the community when it comes to sports, when it comes to school, as things are changing? What type of thoughts do you have?
The biggest thing is just hang in there. It's really rough right now. Take it from someone who I never would have expected to have to be saying this right now going into my senior year of college. A shout out to the Sykesville Raiders. I'm now going to be an assistant coach for them. I just had my first practice last night, and I'll be back today. And I talked to a few of them, and I understand there's a lot of hesitation with, is it worth playing football this year, given it's not going to be full pads, tackle football. And I'll tell you straight up, I would love to play flag football with my college, with my team. If that's what it took to be able to be back on campus and play the game but stay safe, absolutely. Any day of the week, I would do that. So hang in there, get through it. We're all getting through this together, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys and making sure everyone's safe.
Again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. This was not a stage presentation. In fact, I had no clue what Sam was going to share. Obviously, I think you all know I'm very proud of him and my daughter, Emily. We've been blessed going through these challenging times. Really impressed with the attitudes of folks trying just to make things happen, continue to stay safe and healthy. Again, wishing everybody having a very safe and healthy week going forward. I think the next podcast I'll be giving, can you believe it or not, until September. So once again, life is good, and have a great day. Bye.
Peace.